You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. Queensborough Plaza.
You can't be friends with a squirrel. A squirrel is just a rat with a cuter outfit.
Well, I consider pigeons more like vermin and squirrels more like a, you know, furry, friendly animal.
I'm a little scared about the squirrel. Yeah, I like to see it from far because they are cute when they are eating. But otherwise, I don't want to go near them, no.
How much do we really know about our furry fellow friends? The squirrel operates in a territory of between 1 and 7 acres, builds nests in trees, and keeps other squirrels out by marking its territory with urine or communicating with body language. Squirrels make shrill noises to each other to communicate. When a squirrel twitches its tail back and forth quickly, it means, "Get away from here!" Urban squirrel defines its territory more loosely, as its biggest threats are fast cars, feet, and other hazards unique to the cityscape. These are threats that take a different type of intelligence to avoid. Street smarts.
So I think that if you're a squirrel living in New York City, you know, you should be self-sufficient and be able to come up with some food on your own.
And one time the squirrel came to the kitchen window from the terrace, inside the kitchen, grabbed a chocolate and ran away with the chocolate, with the wrapping and everything. He knew there was a nut inside the chocolate.
Squirrels in the urban environment are different than rural squirrels.
According to Alexander R. Brash, who oversees the rangers at the city's Parks Department, years ago, when New York was a wilder place, rare cinnamon brown and black squirrels would have been more vulnerable to predators because they are conspicuous on grayish tree trunks. But these days in New York, nobody is trying to eat them. Most squirrels spend their time running from unleashed dogs and begging for peanuts.
Here's an acorn to chew on. The city aims to increase the tree population by 25% by the year 2030, potentially adding over 20,000 squirrel homes annually. Jennifer Greenfield works for the New York City Parks Department.
The signature program, Sicilian Trees NYC, the greening piece of it includes reforesting 2,000 acres, constructing 800 new green streets, and planting 220,000 trees, which is what we estimate at this point will take to fill every possible location.
Plan NYC could be a squirrel's dream. As you pass by or exit here at Queensborough Plaza, check out the recently added trees and green space. This stop is home to some of the first Plan NYC Million Trees renovations. Will these new zones lead our sassy urban companions to a life closer to their rural relatives? Or will they keep their stilettos and city attitude despite the increase in greenery?
The Safari 7 podcast was created by Meg Kelly and Grace Robinson Leo and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.